Okay, so we left off in the middle of talking about Atzlus. And Kufayim Beis now. Rav Albi brings here a medrash, a beautiful medrash from Dvarim Rabbah in Parshas Nitzavim. I think this is one of the really deep, everything in Ali Shor is deep, but this is one of the really deep understandings from a psychological perspective and from a Torah perspective, obviously, that Rav Albi brings here. So he brings Rabbanan Amri Shiva Devarim Amri Shlaima Ala Atzel Umasha Amri Moshe Hayagala Mikulam, seven things. Shlaima HaMelech said on the Atzel, and Moshe Abenu, he said something that was bigger than all the things that Shlaima HaMelech said. Ketzel Amri La Atzel Rabcha Ba'ir Lechu La Matari Your Rebbe's around, go learn. I'm afraid, you know, there's lions in the road. You know, it's very dangerous to get from here to yeshiva. It's not a simple thing. In Taka, there are people like that today. They're harim shabaderech. Where all sorts of pachad. So at the end, they realize we don't have a way of getting him. So they say, you know, are you open? Are you closed? Can your rebbe come to you? I want to sleep for a little bit. That's a common one. I want to roll back over. Your Rebbe's here, but I want to roll back over. Minayin, Shamar Ad Masay Asal Tishka. Ad Mishin Asal Baboker Nasal Lefanav Lecha. Misatzel Lasas Latav Panav. They give him food to eat, but he's literally too lazy to eat. Minayin, Shamar Taman Asal Yado Tzalachas Nalul Hashiv Alpiv Veizu Hashvi Mechorev Asal Yachar Shoshar Bekatzer Vein. There are people that they waste their entire youth. We're still young, you know? But you have to constantly remind yourself you're still young. But the person doesn't learn when he's young, and then all of a sudden he gets older, and now he needs a retirement plan, and he has nothing to do. Moshe Rabbeinu says something that was bigger than all these things. Minayin. Kikara velecha hadaver ma'id beficha uvavav chalasai say. How is hadaver metach beficha? Just, it's inside of you. It's inside of you to do. What does this mean? Shivas hasayurim ba'atzel shamar shalom ha'melech ala shalom nirik kedavarim pshutim. Ach ma'ayin yimse behem teirin nifla keitzad atzel merachekes ruchnias. These things seem, this medrash seems like it's simple, but something is unbelievable is coming out from this. Laziness takes you away from a spiritual life, from a life of ruchnias, from a life of the Rebbeinu Shlom. HaTalmud HaTzarech LaRabbi Hu HaMashal LeGuf HaZakul Eskarvus LeChachma. The Talmud coming to the Rebbe, that's a mashal for the guf that needs to be brought closer to Chachma. And that's, you can look in the Maral, the Ramchal, Tanya, all the Sifrei Ashkafa and Klal Yisrael. Also basically talk about this idea that you have a body, and the body has its Nefesh HaBahamis, and it has its desires, and you have the Nefesh Likis, and the Nefesh Likis resides in the Maach. And it's basically, the idea is that your moach, your intellect, should dominate your body. That's the idea. That's the idea. Everybody agrees to that. V'achachma mechutzala. Achachma is, so to speak, outside of yourself, and you need to bring yourself close to chachma. Ha-talmud merachek es ha-limud b'chol minei tzedaki. And the Talmud has all sorts of rationales, reasons, excuses. Why he won't do these things? Some good, some not so good. But everybody has things in their life that prevent them from acting with chachma. Is a really important footnote here that I want to stop and do, because it's one of the really powerful footnotes. What's the ikar excuse or teretz that this person has? He's terrified of the lion. Ramuz bezed davar amuk betalichei hanefesh hamukim shutof hashiflos huapachad. We spoke last time that the idea, the hepech of zrizos, is shiflos, that a person feels low about himself. The shutuf of shiflus is fear. And today, this is like so common. The whole medubber, the whole world today is talking about fear and anxiety and people being afraid of things that are never going to happen. Fear it's unbelievable how Chazal knew these things. I don't know if people in times of Chazal were as afraid as they are today. Today, people are mamish immobile. They can't move. They're terrified. And most of our fears come from the fact that we basically are shackled, we are prisoners to our own guf, to our own desires. I am brachas samach malalef. Ahu talmidu da havekazel basrei de Rav Yishmael bar Rav Yosi b'shuka d'tzion Chazi the kamafchid, and he saw that he was afraid. He saw that he was afraid. Amrullah chatat. It's imagine you're walking with your Rebbe, and they're walking in the shuk, and your Rebbe looks to you, and he sees you're afraid, and he goes, "You're a sinner." What do you mean I'm a sinner? He says, "Dechsev pachta b'siyam chatoim." Amrullah vaksev ashrei adam mefachet tamin. Rebbe, how could you say that about me? I'm mefachet. What do you mean? That's a beautiful thing. And you see how Chazal, listen to this text, you see how Chazal treated pachad. Amrullah yahu b'devei tarksev. There is no value in walking around frightened. The Chazal don't want you. The Torah doesn't want you. Hashem doesn't want you to be living this frightened life of I'm going to mess up. I'm this. I'm that. No. It's b'divrei Tariksev. Hatamara hu heaven ki pachad hu anaf shal yira. He thought that he confused yira and pachad. Yira and pachad are not the same thing. What's the definition of yira? Different definitions. Yira could mean yira sachet. Yeah, but not pachad afcheit. Yira sachet. I'm responsible. I am my responsibility inspires in me a feeling of awe and a feeling of certain heaviness, and I'm misyare from that. I'm not afraid of Hashem. How would I be afraid of Hashem? That's the craziest thing. Loves you more than anything. Who's the one who brought you into existence that sustains your existence at every single moment? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Why would I ever be afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam? In the sense of pachad, in the sense of yira, obviously. Yeah, Hashrei Adam Mefachet Tam. Yeah, the real pachad is talking about Divrei Torah. Why? Gilular Vishmal Rav Yosi ki chayte mefachid. Only somebody, okay, this is a deep one now. Only somebody who's a chayte is living with fear. Why? Because anxiety emanates from the separation between who you are and who you know you have inside of you to be. That's really where anxiety emanates from. Anxiety emanates from who you are and who you know you can be. And there's a certain fear that I'm living with of why am I not the person that I want to be? And now when I encounter situations, those situations are terrifying to me because with what will I engage those situations? With myself? Myself is crippled. If I'm not the person who I want to be, how will I engage those situations? I don't feel capable. Chazal teach us that if a person has a nisayon, it obviously means that he can defeat the nisayon. Otherwise, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have given him the nisayon. What does that really mean in its depth? It means that if the Ribbono Shel Olam has given you a nisayon, it's because you have the ability inside of you to engage. Meaning, every time we have a nisayon, it's mechayev us to check in with ourselves and see, what character traits do I have? What midos do I have that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to access within me? Like the famous Ramban, that a nes means a flag. It's like a question of aspiring higher, yeah? We're challenged, but I should not be afraid of the challenges that are coming my way because obviously I'm capable. And mimanashach, even if I was incapable, then it wasn't on me to succeed. And then in that situation, it's up to me to be able to manage in a healthy way that, you know, that situation. So, but for sure, everything that comes your way, that's your opportunity for success. That's pasha. The ein lahavin shechote miyuchad shechet miyuchad garem aribay chatalim etzatz musay chote ki. It's not the pshat that he's done an avera or even done many averas. He's saying something about himself. His atzmius is as a chote, meaning he's living separated from himself. He's living under the shlita saguf. It's like imagine if a person is wearing a monkey suit, and you can't maneuver in the monkey suit. And now you have to cross the street. It's not easy to cross the street if you're wearing a gorilla mask, right? So what do people do? They take off the head. I need to have flexibility. I need to be able to be in motion to encounter my situation. People who are living tachashlita saguf, really, the depth of what that is they do not have the ability to engage the situation. They don't have the mobility because they're not in control. They can't take off the suit. Which is a tremendous insight into yira. It's a tremendous insight into anxiety. That people are living with anxiety because they're not in control of the situation. They don't feel like they're in control of the situation. And we're not talking about, now again, to be clear, we're not talking about like a specific phobia or something. We're talking about a person who's living with fear. And there are people that are in Nebuch, they're like crippled by fear. Again, I also want to be clear, I don't mean to blame anyone. I'm not saying like a person who's living with anxiety, sometimes there's a chemical imbalance. I'm talking, it's not, and imagine, chas v'shalom, like a person comes to you and says, like, I'm suffering from real anxiety. Chote. You sicko, you know? No, obviously the Torah is giving us an insight into us to work on ourselves. When Rishmael Rav Yossi says it in, to his Talmidim, I assume that there's a context that it's being said in where there's safety. And the Talmud is looking for the Rebbe to give him that musr so he could work on himself. I just, you know, you always have to be careful what you say. Otherwise people go, I have anxiety. I must be the biggest chote in the world. I'm not judging anybody. If you are working symbiotically, if your guf and your nefesh elikis, your ruchnias and your guf are working together, then there is no reason to be afraid. When it comes to Devar Torah, there's a reason to be careful. There's a reason to be afraid. Maybe I'm going to forget my Torah. Maybe I'm going to mess up what the Torah is trying to tell me. I have a responsibility. Okay, but that's not the same. That's not anxiety now. That's a different sug of pachad. The ain pachad ke pachad miruchnias. Adam poshim is the zayim v'nei adam gadol. Gam tefila malav pachad. Gam pachad amavus be'ikrahu pachad me'amavar le'mamad ruchni. Semel ha-pachad v'fnei ruchnias hu ha'ari b'v'chutz b'mayim rachazahana. There is no pachad like pachad of ruchnias. A simple person, when he sees a great person, that's an awe-inspiring, you know, wow, look how great that person is. Even tefillah, in a certain way, encountering the Rebbeinu Shalom, brings with it chait, and even pachad mimavis, which is something that at some point in everyone's life they go through. So that's also essentially, you know, being measured against the ruchnias like a pachad. When we talk about pachad right now, we're talking about this arisha b'chutz. Okay, let's go back into the Ali Shur, but you can't skip a footnote like that. You understand the footnote is so critical. You just, atzlus is shiflus, and the shut of shiflus is pachad. And that means living internally. It's just unbelievable how everything is so mukdar, everything is so defined here, because chazal were defined, not fluffy. The idea is that where does pachad come from? It comes from the separation of who I am and who I want to be, who I know I have it inside of me, and I've fallen under the shlita seguf. Kol ha'efshoryos shel hiskarvus l'ruchnias machriya haratzon lishon. This is, if you take a look in Rabbi Nachman in the beginning of Likutei Halachos, this is the whole beginning of all of Likutei Halachos, is this, there's this possibility of drawing close to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and all of a sudden you have the desire to sleep. It's overwhelming. This is what it looks like for a person that's living with his guf, and the aura of his seichel is mamish extinguished. It doesn't mean extinguished mamish. I don't think it means that the person has totally lost the seichel, but he's living in such a way. So what does he want when he encounters something great? I have to go back to sleep. Perhaps this is one understanding of why yeshiva bachrim come to Eretz Yisrael for the year, all of a sudden they develop sleep disorders. It's the natural response. I'm encountering something that's so big. The Rav, who as we said, represents Ruchnias, is coming closer and closer. Until it comes to the point where your Rebbe's in your house and the door is open. Keep out. People, the Atzlan is saying, it's not much right here. The Chochmah comes so close to you, that Rebbe has come so close to you, he's in your house, the door is open, and you're literally pushing him out the door. At the end of the day, the whole thing. There's no ability. The kfeidas ha'afar is so strong that there's literally no ability to take it in. This is unbelievable. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say that's bigger than everything that Shlomo HaMelech said? Kol tziyurei. Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. I'm not sure why it says it like that. That's an unbelievable shift. I'm sorry, Shlomo HaMelech HaVashalom, that's the difference. Kol tziyurei Shlomo HaMelech HaVashalom, metarem es haguf hadoicha kol eskarvus al haruach, ma'adav liyishar betoch hafriyuso. Shlomo HaMelech is describing, I want to remain in my offerings. The chachma ki'ilu is outside of me, I want to remain in my offerings. So I'm pushing it away. I'm pushing it away. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us a totally different understanding of, I mean, it's phenomenal how different it is. He's giving us a totally different understanding of how to approach our ruchnias. It's something you are. It's not something you have to become. It's something you have to actualize. It's not something you need to bring inside of you. Ein kol merchak beinecha o bein harav. There is no distinction between you and your Rebbe, between you and the Chachma. Ki Torah v'chachma hein v'kirbecha. It's inside of you. It's within your Dalet Amos. It's within the parameters of your reality. You are be'etzim a Chacham. You have Torah inside of you, be'etzim. All the Klal Yisrael, Torah is inside of us. The Rebbeinu Shalom is inside of us. It's not something we need to become. The whole word by Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Atzel. He's saying you don't have to become. You're not fighting. You're not fighting to become a chacham. You are a chacham. You're fighting to bring it out. To bring out that in your life. If you want to know how to do that, so that's what Tanya is about. And the whole yesod of Tanya is, I don't feel that way. So the Alter Rebbe teaches you how you really do feel that way. That's not for now. Klamer, hakol nimsa b'cha b'kayach, ve'eno tzarcha lahoitzi chachmasa lapol. You, in the potential of your life, you have it in you to be a chach. It's your design. You're designed with a chelek elakam yimal mamish inside of you. The whole yisod of learning, like, you know, today people talk about Darach HaLimud. We have to teach you how to think. People know how to think. You don't have to teach a person how to think. People know how to think. You have to teach them how to learn. Just what type of questions in this context are good questions? That's a philosophical question. That's a scientific question. That's a mathematical question, right? You can't start asking philosophy questions if you're learning science. So when a person is learning Gemara, they're learning Gemara Rashi Taisus. So you have to teach them. This is not necessarily the time to ask why. Why is a different sug of question. And an intelligent person, looks at a Gemara Rashi Taisus and he starts to ask himself, okay, what was Taisus thinking that he had such a kasha? That's not an outrageous thing. That's not called Derech HaLimud. That you need to teach a person how to... No, you just need to teach a person basically what to do. Not how to think. A person basically knows how to think. You have it inside of you. The whole idea is just to bring it out. Zehu gadol mikol ma sha'amr shalom ha'melech ha'vasham ba'atzos. Ketzad yatzliach ha'atzo lahachnes tris beino lebein atzmo lahachik ruchnias me'atzmo mahuso elishu mischakish lezehu roe ba'atzmo ofrius chumres gasu bizar ya atzo tzim bivatzer atumah. So that's how is the atzo able to do all this, to create this separation between who he is and who he wants to be, to remove the ruchnias in his life. It's because he sees himself in a certain way. It's the definition of who he is. And you talk to lazy people, by the way, that's what they say. I'm lazy. That's like their whole life. You talk to a lazy person, yeah, I've always been lazy. I'm lazy. That's part of who I am. I'm a lazy person. This is like a whole like mahalik like that. I'm a lazy person. It's a failure in understanding who you are. Ki kavan amitas ein tzricha matz gadol machshava mufshetes el yedia zos ki akol belev bechol avodas halev ein ela hoytzi dvar mitoch picha. A lot of times we have this, that we come to davening and we're ready to have a great davening, we have all these high things, and we turn around and all of a sudden, like the Rav always says, the first time you had kavana was by the Shir Shalom, yeah, and you think to yourself, If I would not have this atzlus that's preventing me, if I would not have this laziness, if I'd be able to be goyver on this laziness, so then I would be able to access tremendous things that are already inside of me. Because the truth is, I don't need to become something else. I already have it inside of me. I'm ba'atzim a davener. I'm ba'atzim a davener. It's just that there's so much laziness that comes from how we define ourselves, and therefore we're not able to bring who we are really out into the world. Lamaisa. We need it if we want to beat Atzlus. So the obviously the antidote to Atzlus is Gvura. The problem with saying this, of course, is that the Otzel doesn't have Gvura. He doesn't believe that he has Gvura. So what do you do? Manasa re Atzel's Meshatekes, it's a Gvura. How could I start? You tell the person, you need to, this is the way it goes with any Talmud. You are being lazy. Rabbi, I know you're right. I'm mamish a lazy person. You need to get a little bit of strength. I know, Rabbi, I really do, but I'm so lazy. The conversation's over before it even started. How are you going to tell a person, how do you tell a person like that to start? His whole definition is, I can't do. So what are you going to do? Do it. So you fire him up and you give him a fire and brimstone schmooze and he says, I'm going to do it. And if he manages to get 5 minutes, then you might be the most charismatic speaker in the world. If you can get 5 minutes out of a person like that, you literally might be the most charismatic speaker in the world. But to change his life, for sure that's not going to happen. So how do you do it? You're asking him to go against the very nature of who he is. He has scholars. This is, first of all, a very, very difficult thing for a person to bring into his life in an actualized way. And this, it's a tremendous thing. You're talking about the beginning of being a person. And Otzel is bechlal. It's hard to even call him a person. He's like a lump of protoplasm. As if Victor Miller called him. You know, he's sitting on a couch. He's like just this guy sitting on. You picture him. He's sitting on a couch with a tub of ice cream. You know, if it's a decent tub of ice cream, if it's not a decent tub of ice cream, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The only thing he could do is shovel the food into his mouth to keep looking at the tube. You know, today we remember that there used to be a Zman on TV where the TV went beep. Yeah, and there was no more shows. You remember such a thing? You don't have. It was already after your time. Remember? You guys don't remember. I remember there was a time when I was young that there was a test pattern on the screen. Today, there's no test pattern. A person, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, they're thinking, I have to have that knife that they're watching on QVC television. I must buy, if I ever need to cut a sneaker, I'm going to need to have that knife. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you never watch these shows. Daniel, you're such a tzaddik. I grew up, I mean, like, this is, I've, you know, people, you didn't have cable.
Smart parents.
What was that? Yeah, you never know when these things are going to come about in your life. So, it's difficult to call him even a person. So it's like, what do you want me to do? So let's get into a deeper understanding of what Gvura is. Matzino hador beru b'mahusa gvura b'taynus beis medalef. V'listeni me'em esayim askirin al gshamim. My gvuras, gvurois gsham. What a gvuras gsham. Arum v'yachin emneshe yordim b'gvura. V'ksiv, machin horim b'koyche en ezer b'gvura. Taisus, divir maschuk ksiv. Achein yesh lahakshois, amay noka gvuros tfein b'koyach. You hear this kasha? What's a chilek between gvura and koyach? She says, it's kamoke en havalei lamemer, me'em esayim maskirin koyach gshamim. I listen to Gdulas Gesham. Yesh Loimar, the Menadin, Naka Gvurais, Misham Taima, the Ika Kayach, the Ika Gdula. Those are two separate things. You see, it's Musar even in Taisus. Hare Kayach Gdula Biyachat, Zuhi Gvura. When you have Kayach and when you have Gdula together, then you have Gvura. So let's just chazer over to make sure we have everything so far. The Atzlus basically comes from Shvelus. Yeah? The partner of Shvelus is Pachar. This all comes because a person has a barrier in his life between who he is and who he wants to be. He defined himself by his Afrius, and not like Moshe Rabbeinu told him to define himself by his Chachma, to actualize it. Tell the guy, live a life of Gvura, he doesn't know what you're talking about. So what is Gvura? Gvura is Kayach and Gdula together makes Gvura. Okay. Now let's get into this understanding. See how beautiful Revolbi has. This is such a Lamaisa paradigm shift. He's really teaching us each step of how to move out of these things. Chelek me'agvura hu kayach. Meretz u'ma'amatz nafshi v'gufani. B'chol ha'asaga ruchnias darsh kayach. Everything requires kayach. This requires a certain amount of strength. Ulam kayach levad einu gvura. But just because you're strong doesn't mean you have strength. Doesn't mean just because you have kayach, just because you have power, doesn't mean you have strength. When you have kayach and you put that together with gdula, which we're going to chazer what that means in a minute, now you've achieved strength. So let's go back. What did gdula mean? When it comes to godless, that was we said, it's overflowing. This is the area where nobody could stop you. In your godless, you could be a godless, you could be a godless in chassid, you could be a godless in Torah. As long as it's something that by that you've never No matter what comes your way, you'll never lose. That's, everyone has that godless. We spoke about Rav Yeruchim, who said this. We're going to get to that again. It has to specifically be in those things that you're a godel. Okay, everyone has their thing that they have to be a godel in. So, or that, not that they have to be, that they are a godel in. So you have to access that gdua. Im gadol b'chesed, yadol is gavel akashim b'maisa chesed. If you're a gadol in chesed, so then you'll never fall in chesed. Gadol b'akashim sa emes, is gavel akashim shebahoda ala emes. Al gvura anu medavrim kasher yesh lez gavel akashim she'enu mitchum agadlus. Nivar mahalach avodu bezos Hashem, keitza nuchol is alos me'al yisoyda ofer shabonu lez karev l'ruchnias, l'avadu ruchnias shotari v'mitzos. So when it comes to gvura, we're talking about being goyver on difficult things that are not within the tchum of your gadlus. Okay, so remember, gvura is kayach plus godless equals gvura. When you have kayach, and when you have your area of godless, now you're going to be able to be gaiver even in places that are outside of the normal tchum of what you don't mess up on. So gvura is required in the things that are difficult for me. Godless is in the things that I never mess up in. When I add kayach and godless together, that will give me gvura. And in that way, I will be. We're going to see how can we elevate ourselves above the laziness to live this life of avodah ruchnias and Torah mitzvos. Hapasach l'ruchnias ha'amida hamushlema shabano. Hapasach l'ruchnias ha'amida hamushlema shabano. As we've said many times already from Rav Yeruchim, that you have to stop. You have to stop focusing on the negative. You have to stop beating yourself up over the negative, and focus on your positive. Go to your play to your strengths. Play to your strengths. Play your game, so to speak. Right? You start playing the game of the other team, you already lost the game. Everybody, as we've said, we expressed this already in a very long way beforehand. Everybody has their midah. That is your midah. This midah, that's where your godless is. Play to your strengths. That's where your godless is. No matter what nisyonos come up, this midah, you never lose. This mida is your pesach to living a life of ruchnias. You already have an achiza in ruchnias from this mida. And from this, now we can expand upon this mida until it's machriya that in our whole lives, now ruchnias is encompassing our whole lives. It's like that's the pot you want to fill up so it boils over into all the other pots. That's how the Baal Chesed looks at Torah. He looks at Torah as Torah's Chesed. Which it is, but the Baal Chesed naturally sees it that way. So a guy who's a Baal Chesed, and he sees the Torah as Torah's Chesed, and everything is this Midah of Chesed, and he's always working to expand this Midah of Chesed. Eventually you're going to see Kayach plus godless equals gvura, and now he will be able, because he's brought that ruchnis into other areas of his life, the strength that he had, the kayach that he had from those other areas, carries over into the difficult times, into the difficult places. He's a natural Baal Emunah. So that's his thing. That's he's going to live a life of Emunah. The person whose whole life is about truth, he's going to find truth in Torah and Mitzvahs. So that everyone's going to have, whether it's your Emunah, whether it's your Tzara Emes, whether it's your Tzara Chesed, those are your things. From there, you can move that kayach, you can start to manipulate that kayach that's in those things and bring them to the other areas where it's very difficult for you to act. Dvarim eila amurim klape yisayda afer. Ulam yisayda afer, morgash etzel kol adam ba'ofen miyuchad. When it comes, we're talking about yisayda afer, okay? But everybody has afer in their own way. Everybody has their own laziness. Yesh v'u misvati ba'atzvus, v'yesh ba'atzvus. Some people it comes out as laziness, some people it comes out as depression. But it's all the same yisayda afer. Different people are depressed in different ways. As we've seen, some people, they just think the whole world is out to get them. Everything is bitter. Everything is terrible. And some people just look at their lives. I'm a failure. Yesoida offer, it plays itself out in so many different ways. Some people are lazy. Some people are depressed. The bottom line is it all comes from a paradigm of I see myself as a person who's I'm bottled to my goof. I'm not able to do what I want to do. I'm not able to lead that life. So I end up terribly depressed or lazy, however it expresses itself. But it's all the same thing. So that's what we said already in Das Atzmeinu, that you have to look at those areas where that's your stuff, and adrabba, that's the work. That's the work of your life. So you focus on the positive, and you schlep that over to the negative, but that is the work of your life. That's how you know what you're here for. Hatzara machriya b'chayenu ha'pnimiyim hu his'alus me'al yisod ha'afer v'achnisa l'tech olam ruchni. So what is the tzara machriya here in terms of leading this internal life? It's elevating yourself, transcending from this yesoida afar and bringing yourself into a world of ruchnis. Tzad zez zakuk l'gvura, v'hagvura hiyakarach v'hagdula, v'hagdula nimsal v'ntav midoseinu v'nekudas ha'shleimus shoshasol b'reinu yisbarach b'kirbeinu. So just to chazer over the entire thing, just once more so everyone gets it. Atzlus comes from the Yesod HaOfer. It doesn't have to be Atzlus. It could be Atzvus also. It's always going to express itself in different ways for different people, but it all comes from the same Yesod HaOfer. That is Shiflus. There's a certain feeling that I have of lowness. That comes from my separation between who I am and who I want to be. And right now I'm living that trapped life, the life of Gufnias. The Shutuf to that, we said, is Pachad. The answer to that is Gvura. Gvura is Kayach plus Gdula. Gdula is Dafka in those areas where I'm strong. When I can bring the kayach that exists in the places where I'm a gadol, and I can now bring that out, so to speak, in that area, it's going to start to play out in other areas of my life. Hasimish adam yotzam mitoch atzluso, he has simcha apnimias hamalava osam mikan v'halo b'dar chayev, simcha b'chalko v'simcha b'avodaso. And how do you know if you've achieved this? Well, just look in your life. If you've got happiness, if you're feeling better about life, if in your avodah and in your chelek in life, and just in who you are, I can finally start to appreciate myself. That's how you know that you've moved out of the world of Atzlus into the world of Ruchnias. Why? Because remember, what was the whole Yesod? The separation between who I am and who I know I could be. What's the greatest simcha? The greatest simcha is transcendence. Right? The way Rav Nayach said it is, if you could sit in a room with the Rebbeinu Shalom. But what does that really mean, if you could sit in a room with the Rebbeinu Shalom? It means that you have access to yourself, that you feel that simcha of, I'm living a spiritual life, I'm living the life that I want to lead. That's where all of this depression comes from today. It's people are just, they're so disconnected from themselves, they're disconnected in all of their relationships, they're just separated, they're trapped. And the idea here is to unshackle yourself through gvura, which is kayach plus gvura.